This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
It began with a post I wrote on X that read, "Okay, ladies, do you have a favorite pair of jeans that fit you well? I'm tall, 5'8", and curvy, and in my 5 decades on this earth, I have yet to find a pair that I love. Any suggestions would be wonderful." The responses came in fast and furious, and also the validation that I am not the only one that suffers from not being able to find jeans that fit. Based on the suggestions by many women and a few men out there, I did order a whole slew of jeans online, and once again, I was mostly disappointed. And then I saw a jean company that followed me on social media called Blue Delta Jeans, with a response from someone named Nick, who wrote, "Would love to make you some jeans on the house. We take 16 measurements and draft you a personal pattern. You get to design the jean from fabric, cut, thread, and fit. Let's get you into some damn good jeans made in the USA." And so I did some research into Blue Delta Jeans and was very impressed. The company is based in Mississippi and was founded by Nick Weaver and Josh West, two friends since high school that sketched out a business plan on a napkin. They both seemed amazing, so I asked if they could come on my podcast to talk about their business and how they could make my denim-fitting dreams come true. Please welcome Nick and Josh to the Janice Dean Podcast. Nick Weaver and Josh West, you both made today's Dean's List. And as I mentioned in the introduction, I came to know you guys because I have never found a perfect pair of jeans that fit me properly. So first of all, thank you for trying to help me with the dilemma. But I have to start out by asking, how did you guys come up with this crazy idea of making the perfect pair of jeans? Josh, I'll start with you.
Sure. Well, we live in North Mississippi, and we make a lot of things here, from furniture to cars. And one of the things I noticed in North Mississippi is we had a lot of talented sewers. And a lot of those people were getting laid off after NAFTA in the 90s. But we kept a remnant of that in North Mississippi of trained sewing talent because of the furniture industry. And so I basically just said, what can I do with all these talented people? You can't find this in many places in America anymore with this type of talent. We have over 3,000 trained sewers in a 30-mile radius of our factory. And so what's more American than custom blue jeans? And that's when I decided to try it and called my friend here, Nick Weaver, to help me do it.
Okay, but Josh, how did it happen? Did you have a girlfriend that was complaining like I did on social media? Like, I can't find the perfect pair of jeans. Nothing fits me.
We actually kind of backed into the jeans. So at first I was going to do like formal dresses.
Oh.
I was trying to think of something that wasn't furniture related. And then I was like, I know nothing about dresses, you know, and other people doing it. And then I went to suits, but the suits was a really good learning curve because I moved around and looked around the country, and there was a lot of people doing custom suits very well. And I didn't really want to compete with them. And so then jeans came to mind, and I couldn't find anyone doing custom jeans. Mm. Nobody know why, right? Because it's really hard to do custom denim. But at the time I was young and dumb and didn't know that, and said, why is there no custom denim companies at scale? You know, you'd have one or two guys in New York and Boston doing it, but nothing like what we've been able to build here in Mississippi.
Okay. So then you thought to yourself, I need a partner. I'm going to call my friend Nick. Right, Nick?
That's it. And that first phone call that, hey, let's start a custom jean company. I was like, Josh, I don't even like the way that you dress. Like, what are you talking about? Because me and Josh grew up together, we definitely had, spoken through high school and college that, we wanted to be a business owner one day, but it was kind of a blank after that. There was no, hey, we're fashionistas. And like, I think that's, really reflects on our product because, we do have such a wide range of clients from, young country artists to, people like Morgan Freeman, there's 60 years in between there, but it's gender friendly, it's age friendly, it's style friendly, but because everybody likes to wear their jeans a certain way, which is why you were tweeting about it that day. And we can make it that way. We take 16 measurements and we draft you a personal pattern. And when you make a jean one at a time, what can you pick? Everything, thread, fit, fabric, and cut. So we've been able to, use the local sewing talent. Josh had a brilliant, business plan that we're still following 12 years later. We have 75 employees. We're still making it in Tupelo, Mississippi. And with the options that we give you, you can make over a million different products with what we're offering you. So it's, it's been a fun project, I guess.
Wow. How do you start something like that? I'm in awe of small business owners because they have this dream and they make it happen. But from a dream to a reality, it's not just poof, it's there. It takes a lot of hard work.
Well, and, ignorance is bliss, right? So thankfully, we were so ignorant about normal standard jean making. And what we were really trying to accomplish was a lot bigger than what we thought of. But, we put one foot in front of the other. Now, we do got some good founder stories where first year did $7,000 and not 7,000 payers, dollars. That's top line revenue. Mm. Me and Josh both were working other jobs during the day and sewing at night in his grandfather's old weld shop. We started the company really with, about $15,000 and bought some old machines. Half of them didn't even sew denim, but we didn't know that. So it was definitely some early starting points that were painful. And it took us probably 2 or 3 years where we didn't, really make a great product. But thankfully, we were poor. And we couldn't open up a store. So we had 3 years where we had to earn, make a better product so we could sell it. If we would have had daddy's money, then we would have opened a store in day one and the jeans wouldn't have fit and our fabric would be right. But we had to learn and earn our way. So year three, now we're making something that's, marketable. Now we're making something sellable. So it's really, thankful that we didn't have any banking, money behind us in day one.
I love that because you really did. You blood, sweat, tears. You really did. You didn't have somebody just handing something to you. You really wanted this. And I think that that's why it's so special. I love that it's made in America as well. Josh, tell me why making jeans is not as easy as it looks.
Well, denim is not forgiving. Like a suit pant, you think about a men's suit or a lady's suit, the fit is not very fitting. It's not tight. And so jeans, people want certain styles. Denim, like I said, is not forgiving. So it's usually not alterable. When you make a custom product or a bespoke product like we make, people want to be able to alter it. We offer a fit guarantee. We say, this is going to fit and we're going to make it fit if it doesn't. And so you have to make that jean able to alter, which is kind of unheard of in denim. Denim, you go to the store, you buy it. If it doesn't fit, tough luck. That's not the case with custom. And there's a lot of people now it's kind of catching on. People are trying to do custom denim, but it's one and two man shop because you have to be such a talented tailor to do it. And what we've been able to do is take that talent and scale it here in Mississippi. So we're able to do the hard stuff and do it in a large scale way, which is what's the problem. What typically is the problem in custom denim.
Mm-hmm. And so if I was to order my custom jeans from you guys, what happens? Do you send me like measuring tape?
No. We have so you can get measured in person if you're at one of our events or at our store, but we have a great tool called the Virtual Tailor on our website. It is a Mark Cuban technology. It asks you some questions. It's AI driven, and it gives us a lot of measurements to build your jean.
How does that work?
Hey,
it's a black box.
We were the biggest people like, this will never work. So we literally gave it away to 100 women. And we're like, all right, well, we're going to prove this wrong and then move on. It had a higher fit rate than us sending a tailor.
What? Now, hey,
it's the seven or eight questions that a man should never ask a woman on the woman's side. Age, weight, you know, height, you know, and then, you know, men, it's a little bit different questions. But this AI can predict your body measurements and do it very well.
So it's a box? What?
It's just seven or eight questions.
Yeah, seven or eight questions, and it goes, we call it the black box, and it spits out the right information. We still don't really know how it works. And like Nick said, we were very apprehensive, and we built this business on hand taking measurements. You know, Nick and I have touched a lot of butts in our day, taking a lot of measurements, and we kind of built the business on this personal interaction. But we had to find a way. We had so many people wanting to buy the product, but they couldn't get to us. They couldn't come to North Mississippi. They weren't at one of our events.
Yeah.
And this has been a game changer for us. It's an amazing piece of technology. And again, we guarantee fit. So what do you have to lose? If you trust, try it. And when you get the jeans, you'll be amazed.
And one thing, you know, we thought about was, you know, is this virtual tailor, you know, diminishing, you know, our brand, our product, but it's not changing where it's made, how it's made with the bespoke pattern or who's making it. Skilled seamstress in North Mississippi. You know, we're making it the exact same way. This is just a tool that we're using to get your body measurements from afar. That's it.
Okay. So you have to answer a bunch of questions.
Yeah, no. Eight questions. Yeah.
Okay. Like, what are the eight questions?
Height, weight, age, on the men's, it's sleeve length, inseam, shoe size.
Yeah. And you know, it's kind of junk in, junk out, right? So we want people to be honest with these measurements that they give, but it's information that you should know.
Yes.
And age is a very important factor. For instance, you can give the same, like a guy can give the same exact parameters, but a 25-year-old and a 45-year-old, that's completely different gene because they're built different, right?
Yes.
Even the same waist size, that the AI is able to account for that age difference. It's pretty amazing.
Wow. That's unbelievable. And we'll be back with more of the Janice Dean podcast right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Who are your customers?
So we have over 250 MLB players because that, you know, we find these little pockets of clients because people take us home with it because everybody wants to gift a pair of custom jeans because you can't easily buy it. You can't run down to, you know, the local Macy's. You can't buy it off Amazon. So gifting has really turned into a really big part of our business. But we have over 250 MLB players. You know, we have over 100 NFL players. We have 87 coaches and coordinators in the NFL as well. CAA Sports, you know, gives a lot of their clients in jeans. So that's how we have a lot of those guys. The NHL, you know, gifted the top two players on every hockey team for media player. NASCAR did it at the awards ceremonies. You know, we have some of the best clients in the world.
That's amazing.
We all, It is. And, you know, we don't spend a ton on marketing. We just take care of folks. You know, Josh said this one time, and like, I think it was very strong, that we are an affordable luxury. You know, we also have a school teacher that she rewards herself every year with a pair of jeans. She saves up every year and does it for Christmas time, every time. You know, we also have a private jet owner that's got, dozens of pairs. So it's a really big range of who is actually wearing our, you know, product, and we're proud of that.
Has the price gone up because of inflation?
No, ma'am, it has not. It's always been high.
Well, you know, but if,
and that's one thing that I'll lean into. You know, me and Josh both grew up in rural Mississippi. If you would have told me I'd be making and selling a, $450 to a $500 pair of jeans, I would say you're crazy.
Yep.
But it's value, right? It's, you know, if you would have told me in 1999 that I'd spend $400 on a cooler, I would have called you a liar too. Yep. But I can buy one and it lasts a long time. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that's what the difference between our generation and the baby boomers is, that they wanted what everybody else has. We want what no one else has, and we want it to last and to break in. So, you know, we really just leaned into that and put a lot of service with our products. We can adjust them. We can repair them. These jeans are meant to last, and they're made in Mississippi.
Oh, I love that. Listen, people pay ridiculous amounts of money for handbags and watches and boots. I mean, a custom pair of good cowboy boots is going to set you back a lot of money. So, yeah, why not jeans? Now, listen, I have to ask you, do you put jeans, how do you take care of them? Do you wash them? I heard you can't put jeans in a dryer.
Yeah, that's very true. So no hot water and no hot air, because it will shrink.
What? So
to this quality. So if you would never put your best suit in the dryer, you wouldn't even cross your mind, you know. And I like to compare it to meat, like a cheeseburger. You're going to cook it all the way, put cheese, lettuce, bacon, and bread on it. On a good cut of meat, you're not even going to cook it all the way.
Yeah,
it's a good cut of meat. Less is more to a higher quality. And that's what I'll say, is that these jeans were made, denim became very popular in the 1880s. Washing machines got put in people's homes in the 1950s. People weren't bathing every day. And they sure wasn't washing their clothes every day. This is a different kind of denim. Now, that denim that you buy at the local store and you wash it and dry it so it tightens up, that's cheeseburger. It's still good, it's really good with cheese and bacon. Yeah. But you have to, that product's just different than what we are making. And when you cook the way we cook, if you will, then you're going to use the best cut of meat that you can. We are using the best fabrics that we possibly can find, from Italy to Japan, Georgia. I mean, anywhere that we can source a good fabric, that's what we're trying to find.
What is the history of the jean?
Ooh, that's a big question there.
Well, just like most American things, we've taken a foreign product from Italy and made it our own.
Mm. Yeah. So the French. Oh, also great question. So the French started dyeing the fabric blue. That was because you didn't wash it, and it was to hide stains. Oh. That's the whole reason why blue jeans are blue. So they had indigo plants, and they literally dyed it. If you think back to James Dean era, and he's got the shirt cuffed and his jeans are cuffed at the bottom, that was a functionality. When you wash your jeans, they were going to shrink, and you knew it. So you went ahead and got it 4 inches too long. Now it turned into this fashion, since. But in the 50s and 60s, if you talk to your, father or grandfather, and you ask them, yeah, Levi's had this whole shrink to fit program. So we are using raw denim. Now, it's not the big starchy 12 to 14 ounce. We're using the grandson of that fabric. You know, we have about a 9 to 10 ounce, and it does have some lycra for stretch, but it is raw denim where you're wearing it and it breaks in, it fades. You know, our jeans aren't coming, you know, pre-faded or, you know, pre-washed. Now we do have a stone wash, but 99% of our fabrics are coming in a raw state, and you're going to break them in and wear.
And talking about the history of denim, we're doing this in the old way. So not just the fabric, Janice, but the bespoke method, you know. So bespoke is an old English term. This literally means to be spoken for, because, you know, the Savile Row days, they would say, this is the fabric I want to make my suit with. They were speaking for that. We in Mississippi, it's a fancy word for made from scratch. Mm-hmm. Right. And so we are literally making everybody custom is overused in today's terms, because custom can mean aesthetic. It can mean the color. It can mean I want to change this button. But we are doing the highest level of custom, the true bespoke, meaning we're making everyone an individual pattern. It's not off the rack. It's not made to measure. It is a truly bespoke jean, which is why the value is there, because we're going to guarantee fit, and we're going to make this fit like nothing else in your closet.
Mm. Now, we mentioned stonewash. It takes me back to the 80s. What is the most popular jean right now? Or is there a popular type?
Always. It's our denim blue, smooth blue denim. It's a dark denim. It's going to fade over time. It's got some stretch in there for comfort. Like Nick said, it's the grandson of the 13 ounce denim back in the late 60s and 70s. And then we do a lot of dark black denim. We've got a nice charcoal denim we do. And like, we have all types of fabrics, from chinos to vintage denim. But, you know, our best sellers are always blue, black, and our gray denim. People kind of go back for what they can wear with anything, really. You can put a sports jacket with it. You can wear it without a jacket, dress it up or dress it down. Denim's pretty versatile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, and the that's one thing I will say is that, you know, especially since COVID, people are wearing sports jacket and denim as the new tuxedo, if you will. That's weddings, Friday nights. And we are doing a ton, because people are buying that custom jacket. Well, you want your pants to be as fitted as your jacket. And we have really seen a big uptick in sales since COVID.
Hmm. And so how do you wash them? Do you take them to the dry cleaner?
You can do a cold wash, inside out, air dry. You can also do a dry cleaning as well. So both those options work. Now, we have some people, you know, that take baths in them and do all this, you know, over the top stuff. But, you know, that's one thing I realized when we started this company, that there are a ton of people that are obsessed with denim that we just didn't realize.
Like how? Like, give me an example.
Like taking baths, or
we call them denim hits.
Yeah.
And they literally know more about denim than Nick and I do. Yeah. I mean, we are manufacturers. We know how to make great garments, but, you know, we're not denim heads. But we're proud though that the denim heads approve of our product, and they like what we're doing. You know, we're not selvage. Again, we're not that guy in Soho, New York, making three jeans a week for, you know, the red carpet. We're making these are functional. Wear them to work, wear them to play. These are functional, everyday American jeans. We're not high fashion. This is for the person that wants a nice product that's going to last for a long time. And the denim heads, you know, they still approve of our product, which we kind of smile about.
Don't go anywhere. We'll have more of the Janice Dean podcast right after this.
Now, I know you mentioned some celebs. You got a lot of, you know, sporting type people and people in the music industry. Who's somebody that you were like, wow, that person's wearing our jeans?
Man, that's tough. That's tough. You know, we've met some really cool people. You know, like I name dropped them, you know, earlier, like Morgan Freeman's a great guy to go to dinner with. You know, we have been.
Nicole Kidman was I got to fit Nicole Kidman at a photo shoot in Nashville. And we had to get the fit right. She was literally putting the jeans on and walking out to the shoot. That was a fun day.
Were you shaking? Like, were you? Oh my gosh! I can't get this wrong.
It was nerve wracking until she put them on, and then she killed it. And then her husband Keith pulled up in his Bentley at the shoot. It was a pretty fun day for a jean maker from Mississippi.
So what's next? Are you just happy with what you're doing?
No, we always want to improve, business, right? You know, we're adding new fabrics, like Josh stated. You know, now we have denim, chino, a vintage denim, and a performance pant. So we are definitely doing that. We have partnered with Team SA Ryder Cup and the PGA. We have partnered with Churchill Downs as well in Kentucky. So we are hoping to come out with some new partnerships that are really cool, and just continue to as Josh says this, you know, we want to, you know, we like our recipe, we just want to make more of it. So
yeah, and you tailor your recipe to the, you know, the tastes of everyone because they're individuals.
That's right. We don't have to chase trends. They find us because it's custom for every individual. So,
and one new, you know, product, if you will, is that we are doing a ton of international gifting, because when your company takes you to the Bahamas, then they have to pay a duty on those, you know, 100 pairs of sunglasses or whatever. Now we'll just fly out with you and your company. We'll set up measuring stations where we have all our fabric there, all our spools of thread, and we'll literally have our tailors on site. So gifting has turned out to be a good chunk of our business. And we're doing huge corporations. Zoom actually is one of our clients, Buck Hardy. We've done some Wendy's fast food has us out, for their big corporate meetings. So it's that really has been a nice little addition to our to our business. Member guest at golf tournament gifting. So gifting, really.
Wow. And a good pair of jeans can last a lifetime, right?
That's right. And we are adding a service on that too. So if something happens to the product and we can repair it, we will. Now it's not fireproof or anything. So, stay away from those.
What is there a crazy request that you've gotten in the past that comes to mind?
We've gotten a lot of weird requests.
Medical devices is a big one. Yeah. Heart monitors.
Okay. That's required.
Concealed carry stuff.
Concealed carry. One leg, no legs.
One leg, no legs?
Yeah. Well, where is the man with, a prosthetic leg going to?
Oh, I got you. I thought of a normal person that just wanted like one cut off and
that'd be weird. No. Yeah, no, totally. Yeah.
But we kind of, our team here, our factory team, they kind of like those crazy requests. You know, we make a lot of jeans. You know, we make 175, 200 jeans a day. So they love seeing the weird requests come across. They can use their creativity and their talents.
It's a challenge.
Yeah.
My final question, what do you tell people that want to do something crazy that you guys did over a decade ago?
It's a weird thing because everybody thought we were crazy, and we were crazy. Yeah. It was a very long shot, but I think what made this work is that it really was a good initial plan, and we didn't give up. Now, I think you need both of those, because you can never give up. If it's a bad idea, well, then you're still going to fail, but if we would have stopped in year one, $7,000 in sales, year four, we still wasn't profitable. We didn't draw paychecks for almost 6 years while we were building a business. So it's, every business is different, but this definitely wasn't a tech startup that we built some code and then we were rich the next day. Like, it didn't work that way.
Yeah.
I would say, too, I always tell young entrepreneurs, less talk, more action. And we just started. we're not from this industry. We're not fashion guys. We had our regular jobs and we just started the process. And I've noticed when you start and you give it an effort, there's a lot of people out there that'll help you.
Yes.
You know, we've gotten so fortunate by the people that have helped us, but they weren't helping us when we were talking about a business. They were helping us because they saw us grinding every day and said, you know, these boys are real. They're trying to do this. So, you know, I'd say action is the decider for a lot of people. And it was a hard road for us, but I can't imagine a regular job, you know, looking at it 12 years later. I can't imagine it. So I'd say try it.
Well, you guys have sold me.
Oh, great.
I when I get the courage up, I will answer the 8 questions. Because it's been really tough. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I put that one post out there on social media just so angry because, listen, I am not your typical woman. I mean, everybody's different and everything, but a lot of women have the issues of your waist is too small, you got big hips, I've got, you know, a long legs that don't tend to fit into anything that's a regular type jeans. So from one question to meeting you guys of like, help me out, universe, because I've spent 53 years on this planet and I haven't found a perfect pair of jeans. And you guys came to me. I mean, you're just, it's kind of, I think the universe has brought us together.
Absolutely. It sounds like God will, Janice. God will. And hey, you don't scare me. So challenge accepted.
Okay. I'll end what we tell everyone. Don't be nice, be happy. When you get these jeans, they're going to fit great, right? But if there's anything you want to change, I want an inch longer, an inch shorter, inch tighter, inch looser. That's the perfect thing about what we do. We give a fit guarantee. So don't be nice. Put them in your closet. Work with us. We'll alter them. We'll get them where you want them. Then we'll save that pattern on file, and you can just get as many as you want.
I love it. I love it. Nick and Josh, what a pleasure, you know, for so many reasons. It's good to talk to some really hardworking Americans that are living that American dream and helping women like me fit into a perfect pair of jeans.
Thank you.
It's been fun.
Thank you for having us on.
Thank you, Josh and Nick, for an amazing interview. And for those of you wondering if I'm going to get myself a pair of blue Delta jeans, the answer is yes. After I lose 10 pounds, which is something I definitely need to do if I'm going to invest in the perfect pair of jeans. If you would like more information on Blue Delta Jeans, you can visit their website, www.bluedeltajeans.com.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.